This shir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Nun Dalet. We will begin on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis on the Mishnah at the last narrow line. Says the Mishnah, Makom Shenag L'Hadlik Asneir B'Leil Yom Kippurim, where there's a minig that people light candles on the night of Yom Kippur, Madlikim, such should be followed. Makom Shenag L'Shloi L'Hadlik, where there's a minig that lamps are not lit Yom Kippur by night, Emadlikim, they should not be lit. We will explain in the Gemara what the basis of these two minhagim are. Umadlikim about the Knesios, about the Midrashes. But in all places we could light in shuls and places of Beis Medrash where people learn. Umavasim, afelim, dark alleyways, valgabai chaylim, and for the sick. Tanuk, says the Gemara. Bein shamru lahadlik, both in the place where there's a minig to light candles on Yom Kippur, or bein sh'am shloi lahalik, and where there's a midig not to light on Yom Kippur, shnei l'dav achad iskavnu, they both had the kavana for the same thing. For as on Yom Kippur, one may not have relations with one's wife, so the people who had them in Hogim not to light, purposely kept the lights off in order that their wives should not be seen to them, so they should not come to have relations. And the places that kept lights on were in order that the wives, even if they're seen, the halacha is where there's a light lit, relations are prohibited, and that would prevent them from having relations. Based on this, the Maril says that if there's any light lit in the house, so now you're not in a situation where there's no light lit, you should leave a light on in the bedroom. Because since we're so out trying to be careful that to avoid relations, so a candle, a lamp, should be lit in a bedroom. And the Magen Avraham actually quotes the Maril. Says the Gemara, Amr Yeshua, Darish Rava. The pasuk says, "V'amech kulam tzadikim, all of Klal Yisrael tzadikim, v'olam Yeshu aretz." The pasuk in Yeshaya, Bein Shamar L'Hadlik, both those who have the minhag to light candles Yom Kippur. Those that have the minhag not to light, their intentions were to be mekayim a mitzvah. And here the Rishonim point out how serious is the isser to have relations with one wife on Yom Kippur, that we see how far they went out of the way to do things to chas v'shalom prevent people from having relations on Yom Kippur. The Rishonim also discuss if this minig, if it's only a minig to light candles on Yom Kippur, perhaps a bracha should not be made in a place where candles are lit. But our minig, as it said in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, is to light candles on Yom Kippur, and not only to light candles on Yom Kippur, but also to make a bracha when the candles are lit. The Ritzvah makes a very interesting comment. He says, in Parashas Noach, the pasuk says, Tzoyhar tasel teva, an illumination should be made for the teva. And Rashi brings down two opinions what that tzoyhar was. One opinion was that it was a window. Another opinion was that it was a stone that gave off light. Says the Ritzvah, what is the basis of that machlokes? So he says it's really connected to our Gemara. For as Rashi also in Parashas Noach tells us, because the world was in such trouble during the Mabul, and when the world is in trouble, people may not have relations with their wives. So Noach and his family could not have relations during the time of the Mabul. The Mandom that says that the Tzoyhar was a window, so it was dark outside and remained dark inside. Like our Gemara's Shita that says that when relations are prohibited, it should remain dark. The Mandom that says that the Tzoyar was a rock that gave off illumination was because, just like our Shita in our Gemara that says when relations are prohibited, a light should be put on, like that prevents people from having relations. Amar Yehuda Meshmul, Eim Mevarchim El Or El B'Matzah Shabbos. The only time we make a bracha on fire is Matzah Shabbos. We make a Bar Meriyosh Hoyel V'Tchilas Briyasuhu. That's when fire came into creation. And like Tosfos points out, the bracha that's made on the candle on Matzah Shabbos is not a Birchas Hanenin. It's not a bracha that a person makes because he's enjoying candlelight, because if that would be the case, every time we enjoy light, illumination, a bracha should be made. It's a Brachas HaShvach that we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his greatness that he provided us with light. However, Taisus says, if so, why do we make a bracha every morning of Yotza HaMa'iris, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the sun and the stars? So he says that's also a Brachas HaShvach, but it's only made, and it's made every day, not once a week like the Bari Meraish, which is made Matzoi Shabbos. So Taisva says, since every night the sun goes down, it comes back up in the morning, that's why we make a new Yotzah HaMa'iris every morning. However, the bracha of fire, which remains constant, we only make on Matzoi Shabbos, because on Matzoi Shabbos, as we will learn in the Gemara, is when fire was created. And just like we make Kiddush HaChama every 28 years, the Rishonim explain, when the sun comes back to the point where it was at the point of creation, so too do we make a bracha every Matzoi Shabbos when this fire comes back to where it was when it was created. Amai hu saba, so an older person, Vitaim Rabba Bapachana, said Yashin. Correct. And so said Rabbi Yochanan that the only time you make a bari mara eish is Matzoi Shabbos. Ulav have a rochav chamrav ozel. Ula was riding on a donkey. Rav Shokov Ozer, Rav Abba Mimine, Rav Abba was going on his right side, Rav Abba Bacharam Smerla, and Rav Bacharam was on his left side. And the Ben Ishchai explains that even though he was riding a donkey, and a donkey sometimes can get wild, still these Talmidim wanted to follow and go along with their Rebbe, Ula, not to miss a moment of an opportunity to be able to learn with him and from him. And furthermore, says the Ben Ishchai, from here we see that even when a Talmud Chacham is riding, the Gemara discusses that when a Talmud Chacham walks in the street, he should walk in the middle and have two people, one to his right and one to his left, that applies even when he's riding on a donkey, not only when he's walking. Amalei Reb Abel Ulus, Abba Satula, Vada Damrita Mishmed Reb Yochan, is it true what I heard that two of you said in the name of Reb Yochan? Ein mevachem al or elba matzoi Shabbos, that you only make a bari ma'esh matzoi Shabbos hoil v'tchilas b'yasehu, that's when fire was created. Had Ula chaz b'beber Rab Abba b'lchana bishes. Ula looked angrily at Rab Abba b'lchana, as if to say to him, you're saying this ruling in the name of Rav Yochanan, it's not true, because as we will see soon, I know the Rabbi Yochanan said that even on Matzah Yom Kippur, a Bayri Meir Eishim, he said. Amalei, Ana Lava Ha'amri. So he said to him, Rabbi Bachana said to Ula, I didn't say regarding this halacha, Ella Ha'amri. I said regarding this halacha. The Tanakh Hanukkah made Rabbi Yochanan, a Tana said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, a Braisa, Shimon Blaza Oimer, Yom Kippur Mishachal is B'Shabbos, if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, even in the place where there's a minig, not to make a light a candle on Yom Kippur, Madlikim Nei Kfar Shabbos. Here we make a bracha, and we light a candle, and we make a bracha. The halacha is Madlik Neshal Shabbos for Shiyom Kippurim. V'ani Rabbi Yochanan Masrei, and Rabbi Yochanan responded, V'chacham Oisrim, the Chachamim disagree, and they say that in a place where candles are not lit for Yom Kippur, it should not be lit even when Yom Kippur is in Shabbos. Amalei, Adetahei, this I agree with. Ula was satisfied that this Rabbi Yochanan did say. Karlei Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Mayim Amukim Eitze Belev Ish. Advice is in the heart of a person like deep waters. But a man of understanding can draw them out. This refers to Ula. That Ula was able to show, even though he didn't expressly say that he was upset at Rabbi Abba B'Chana, but he was able to show that Rabbi Abba B'Chana what he held. And a smart person was able to understand what's happening. So Rabbi Abba B'Chana, he understood Ula's point and was able to respond to what Ula felt. continues the Gemara, Viu command Torah, and they who don't hold like Rab Abba, who do they hold like? Ki ha, to Amr Rab Yom, ve Yefes Amr Rab Yochanan, ve Varchem al Or, we should make a bari meru ha'esh, bein matu Shabbos, bein matu Yom Kippur. Both are matu Shabbos and matu Yom Kippur, ve ke Amr Dvar. And that's the minig, that both times a bracha should be made. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, "Ein mevarchem el or el b'matzoi Shabbos." The only time we make a bar mehareish is a matzoi Shabbos. Hoyel v'tchilas priyasei hu, since that's when fire was created. V'kivin shiroya, as soon as somebody sees the fire, mevarch miyad, he immediately makes a bar mehareish. Rabbi Huda says, "Sodra l'kos, don't make a bar mehareish immediately, but what you rather should do is take a cup of wine and there." And then make the whole Havdalah. From Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, that Halach is like this. So we see, everybody seems to agree that the only time Bari Marahesh is said is a Matzah Shabbos. The only question, the only machloikis is how is it said? And it says, the Gemara Loi Kasha, Kan Barash Shabbos. A Matzah Yom Kippur, the only time, the only fire that can be used is a fire that rested, that was in existence on Yom Kippur and was not used, because that's the halacha, that on Yom Kippur you're not supposed to make, you're not supposed to use fire, and that's why we're making a bracha on the fire Matzah Yom Kippur, to show that until now I was not allowed to use it and now I am allowed to use it. Kan b'ayetz v'etz me'avonim on Matzah Shabbos, since as we learned and will learn, the purpose is to show that this is when fire was created and we're commemorating that. So even if the fire was not in existence on Shabbos and now only came into existence, I could still make a bar mireish because I'm making a bracha to commemorate the creation of fire. However, interestingly, the Sfas Emes says, since on Matzah Shabbos, yes, we have the issue of commemorating the creation of fire, but we also have an issue on Matzah Shabbos of Or Shabbos, just like we have on Matzah Yom Kippur. The Rebbe says the Sfas Emes that maybe on Matzah Shabbos we should also use a fire Shabbos that was in existence on Shabbos and was not used. And Rashi explains that Or Shabbos could include a fire that was in existence and was used for somebody who was sick or a woman in childbirth, because that's also considered Or Shabbos. But the Maram Chalva and other Rishonim disagree. Or Shabbos has to be that it was in existence and was not used. And the Magen Avraham says that even though not only should we not use a fire that was in existence and was used, we should not even use a fire that came from such a fire. Says the Gemara, Tani Chadu, we learned in one Braisa, Or Ayotzim and Eitzim and Avonim, fire that comes, new recreated fire, Bevarchim Lav, we should make a Bracha Mareish on it. Tani Chadu, Eim Bevarchim Lav, we don't make a Bari Mareish on it. Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Kav and Matzah Shabbos, we could use any fire, Kav and Matzah Yom Kippurim, we should use only an Or Sheshavas. And the Ravid says that even though the Gemara Masech the Bracha says that if we don't have a candle available Matzah Shabbos, we could still make a Bracha, just not make a Bari Mareish, a Matzah Yom Kippur, which there's a specific inyan, as we're learning in our Gemara, of using Or Shabbos, we should specifically look for a candle to make a Bari Mareish. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says that just like on Matzah Shabbos, we should try to make a Bari Mareish, but if we can't, we can't. So too, as the Gemara says in Masecht Yom Kippurim, Masecht Brachos is the same on Matzah Yom Kippur. The Magen Avraham says that if Matzah Yom Kippur is also on Matzah Shabbos, we should, even if we're not doing what the Sfas Emes told us, and a regular Matzah Shabbos we don't use an Or Shabbos, on such a Matzah Shabbos, which is also Matzah Yom Kippur, we should use in Arash Shavas. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if Matzah Yom Kippur is Matzah Shabbos, and we don't have available to us in Arash Shavas, then we could use any fire to make a Borei Ma'irei Ho'esh. The interesting Shaila that the Paiskim discuss is using electricity for Matzah Shabbos for a fire. Many Paiskim hold that since, as we're learning now in the Gemara, the point of making a Borei Ma'irei Ho'esh is to commemorate the creation of fire, and the creation of fire was actual fire, so that's why only a real fire should be used for Havdalah. And that's the way of Shlomo Zalman and the Marshag and the Ben Ishchai all paskin. However, the Machzor Avraham felt that given that electricity is really fire, so even electric bulb could be used for Borei Ma'irei Ho'esh. And people say that Reb Chaim Briska and Reb Chaim Oizer both used a flashlight at different times to make Havdalah Borei Ma'irei Ho'esh, to show that they considered electricity real fire, and there would be an issue of putting it on and turning it off with the rice on Shabbos, and that's why they used it Matzoy Shabbos for Havdalah. Rebbe Mefazin. Rebbe would say the brachas of Havdalah as they came up. That means when he had a fire, he made Borei Ma'irei Ho'esh. When he had psamim, he made Borei Ma'irei Ho'esh. Chia Mechansim. Chia would say them all together when he had them in front of him. Amar Rav Yitzchak Rav Dimi. Av Pish Rebbe Mefazrin. Even though Rebbe would say the bracha scattered, when every bracha's opportunity came up, he made the bracha. Chayzer V'sodin Elokos. When he came home and he had a cup of wine, he would say all the brachas would have dola. Kedei L'Hotzi Bonav Abnei Beisoy, in order to be mitzi his family with the bracha of Havdalah. Ritva discusses if when he came home and said it again, did he make a Borei Minei B'Samim again? Because he already said Borei Minei B'Samim, you can't say it again. So Ritva says, first he says maybe he didn't repeat the Borei Minei B'Samim, and then he says he did repeat the Borei Minei B'Samim, because every time you smell the B'Samim, you can make a bracha again. There's an interesting Shaila, if women are mechuyev in Havdalah. Many Rishonim say that they are mechuyev, and they're mechuyev even midaraisa, because since, as we know, that they're certainly mechuyev in Kiddush, as the Pasuk says, Zocher es yoyim ha-shabbos l'katshoy, so if they're mechuyev in Kiddush, they're also mechuyev in Havdalah midaraisa. According to this, they certainly should make Havdalah. Other Rishonim say that even if we'll say that women are not mechuyev in Havdalah because it's a mitzvah asei shezman groma, and women are part of a mitzvah asei shezman groma, and we will not connect it to Kiddush, the halacha still is that they can make Havdalah, because we know that, at least according to Ashkenazic custom, women can make a bracha on any mitzvah asei shezman groma, or could be Mekayim and Mitzvah Seishas Magroma, like Shofar. The Ritva proves from our Gemara that women are Mechuyev and Havdalah, because the Gemara here says the Rebbe would repeat the Havdalah, Kedei Lahoitzi Bonav Ubnei Beisai, in order to be Moitzi his Bonav, his children Ubnei Beisai, means his wife. Obviously, his wife was Mechuyev and Havdalah. However, there are Rishonim that say that Bnei Beisoy do not include the wife, and women are b'chlal not mechuyev and Havdalah. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down two shittas if women are mechuyev and Havdalah or not, and that's why the Ramah says that women should not make Havdalah for themselves, rather they should hear Havdalah from men. The Magen Avraham says, however, in a case where a woman doesn't have a man available to hear Havdalah from, they should certainly make Havdalah themselves. And so does the Shulchan Aruch Rav say. The Mishnah Berurah says that since the Magen Avraham says there's a minig that women do not drink from Havdalah wine, that's why women should not make Havdalah themselves, because they won't be able to drink the wine themselves. But certainly, if they can't have anybody make the Havdalah, the Aruch HaShulchan says, they should make Havdalah themselves. Continues the Gemara. Ask the Gemara of all b'Matzah Shabbos Ivri, is it true that fire was only created on Matzah Shabbos? For Tanya, Asar Dvarim Nivru b'Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos. 10 things were created on Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos. And the Maral explains that Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos is a time where it's not yet Shabbos, and at Shabbos nothing is allowed to be created, but Shabbos b'Menucha. But it's not Sheishes Shimei HaMasa anymore, where things are created. So things that were not completely Gashmius, not really Gashmius and not really not Gashmius, were created in that time. The Rashbats, on the same line, says that the week is Teva, nature. Shabbos is Lamala Mina Teva, it's above the natural order. Bein HaShemashos of Erev Shabbos is a quasi time. It's not Teva, it's not Lamala Mina Teva. So these things, which are also, so to speak, not above Teva, were created. What are they? Elohim, Be'er, the Be'er of Miriam, which was with Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, from which they had water when they were in the Midbar. Haman, the man which was created that Klal Yisrael ate the 40 years in the Midbar. And there's an interesting vort from the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes quotes the Gemara Masechta Yuma that says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim, what did he eat? So the Gemara there says, according to Bekiva, he ate man, because man is what the Malachim ate. Ask the Imre Emes, if Malachim were created, as we know, on the second day, and the man was created only on Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos, so what did the Malachim eat from Monday till Friday afternoon? Says the Imre Emes, even if you hold that a Malach eats man, he doesn't have to eat every day. Vakeshes is the rainbow. Kivrei Shemoshe, the place where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Ma'ora Sha'amid by Moshe Velyahu, and the cave where Moshe Rabbeinu stood when he wanted to see Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Velyahu, and that's the same cave where Velyahu had from Izevel. So the Mefarshim ask, shouldn't it first say Ma'orish Amid by Moshe, the cave where Moshe Rabbeinu stood, and then only afterwards mention where he was buried? The story of the Ma'orah happened first. So Mefarshim say, just like by the Ma'orah, Moshe Rabbeinu was alive and standing in the Ma'orah alive, so too, even though now he's in his kever, that doesn't mean he's not alive. He's still alive. Tzadikim Mesosom Kruyim Chaim. Psichas Piaoson, the opening of the mouth of the donkey who spoke to Bilam, or Psichas Haaretz, and the opening of the mouth Levlois Rishoim, that swallowed up the Rishoim by the Rishoim in the time of Korach. I skipped Ksav. Is the writing, or Michtav, is the pen. Ksav, most Mefarshim explain, is the Hebrew alphabet. Michtav is the instrument that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to write that alphabet, which was a Gevaldig Neis, because as we know, all the letters of the Luchos were engraved through the stone, and the Mem and Samach had nothing to hold them up, and still they were able to stand up. Here we understand the greatness of the alabes, and the other thing was the haluchos, the actual luchos. From the chemyon and mishum aviv, afa or also fire. The parrot is a mule. A mule is the product of a donkey and a horse. From yoshayim afa mishum aviv, afa ayil. Ayil is the deer, the ram that Avram Avinu found after the kedah of Yitzchak. Vashomer is the worm that Shlomo HaMelech used to carve out the stone. He didn't want to use a metal utensil to carve out the stone that he used in building the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mefarshim ask, what is so great about an ayil? There are a lot of rims in the world. So Mepharshim explain that the need for this aisle to be prepared was because of Chas V'Shalom, that aisle wasn't there, there would be no Kiyum, there would be no future to Klal Yisrael, because of Yitzchak Avinu would have then been slaughtered. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to prepare a specific aisle, a specific ram. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af Hatzeves. Hatzeves is a tongue. Hu Yehoma, Safsa B'Safsa Misavda. When somebody's making tongues, he needs another tongue to hold the tongue that he's preparing. B'Safsa K'maisa Manovat. Who made the first pair of tongues? Halai B'Riya B'Dei Shemayim Hu. It must be that was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei. And the other man that I'm going to hold, Efsha Yasenevitfus, it could be put into a mold, Vikavenu Kivan, and then formed that way. Halai Buri Beyadamhu, it must be that it was created by people, the tongs, not by Kodesh Baruch Hu. But, be it as it may, the question of Al Gemara is, we've been saying the fire was created Matzoi Shabbos, and here we see it was created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. Answers the Gemara, Loi Kasha. Haba Adidon. Our fire that we use was created Matzoi Shabbos. Haba Adigahenim was created on Ben Hashmashos. Adidon with Matzoi Shabbos. Our fire was created Matzoi Shabbos. Adigahenim, the fire of Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos. Ask the Gemara for Adigahenim of Erev Shabbos Ivri. Is that true that the fire of Gehenim was created in Erev Shabbos? For Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Shisha Devarim Nivru Kodim Shnivra Oilam. There were seven things that were created before the world was created. Ve'elahim, and these are they. Torah, and the Mashal says the Torah is the first thing that was created, because 2,000 years before the world was created, the Torah was created. Tshuva, the opportunity to do tshuva, and the Mefarshim explained that that's why the Seres you make tshuva are when they are, because the question could be asked that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin. So Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Tshuva requires Rachmim. Tshuva requires that Kodesh Baruch Hu Shav Rachmanos on us. So why do we do Aseres Yimei Tshuva during the Yimei Hadin? But because Tshuva was created at the beginning of the world, that's why that's the time to commemorate Tshuva with Aseres Yimei Tshuva. V'Gan Eden, V'Gehenim, Bekis HaKavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne, Obeis HaMikdash, V'Shmoi Shel Mashiach. Torah D'Ksiv, how do we know the Torah was created before the world was created? Because it says, Hashem Kanani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Torah Reishis Darkoi, at the beginning of the creation of the world. Tshuva D'Ksiv, B'Terem Harim Yuladu, before mountains were born, before the world was created. D'Ksiv, Toshav Enish Adaka, B'Terem Shnu B'nei Adam, return me and do Tshuva. Gan Eden Dixiv Yita Hashem Alkim Gan Be Edom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the planted the Gan Eden Mekadem before the world. So the Mefarshim say, who says it means Mekadem before? Maybe Mekadem means to the east side. We always know Kedem means the east side. So the answer, if it meant the east side, it should have said Gan Be Edom Bekadem on the east side. What did it say? Mekadem? It means it was before the world was created. Gehenim, how do you know Gehenim was created before the world? Except Orachim Esmal, Tifta, Gehenim is called Tifta, was created before, from yesterday, before the world was created. Kisa covered Ubeis HaMikdash, how do we know they were created before the world? Except Kisa covered Meroy Merishan, it was always there, Merish, from the beginning, Makim Magdashen, the place of Ubeis HaMikdash. And the Yisroch Moshe explains that Pshat, why the Gemara asks, maybe building the Beis HaMikdash should supersede Shmira Shabbos. Ask the Yisroch Moshe, why would somebody think that? So he says, because we're learning now in our Gemara that the Beis HaMikdash was created before the world. The Beis HaMikdash was in existence before Shabbos was in existence. So we think it would supersede Shabbos. That's why we say it doesn't. Shmosh HaMashiach, Tiksev, Yishmoy La'olam, Lefnei Shemesh. His name is forever. Before the sun was created, Yinan Shmai, his name was existed. So we see Gehenim was. So how can we say that Gehenim was created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos? Here we see that it was there before the world was even created. Answers the Gemara, Amri, Chalula, Chalola, the place of Gehenim, the Nivra Kodim Shnivra Oilam, was created before the world was created. For all the day, but the fire of Gehenim was only created by Erev Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, for all the day by Erev Shabbos every, was the five Gehenim only created on Erev Shabbos? For Tanya, Reb Yossi Omer, all Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shenim B'Shabbos, the fire HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the second day of the week, Ein Lo Kvi La'olam, will never be extinguished. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yotzu V'ro'u B'Pigrei HaNoshim HaPoshim Bi, they'll go out and see the corpses of people who rebelled HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Solatam Lo Tomas, they will never cease from decaying. The isham loisich ben, the fire will never be extinguished. Vam Rav ben Abraid Rav Ulo, mebnei maloi nema ki toy b'shenim b'shabbos. Wasn't it say the word good like on the second day of creation, like it says by every other day of creation? Mebnei shenivra ba erushal gehenim. The Arshul Gehenna was created that day. Vam Rav Elazar ab b'shloi nema by ki toy, even though it doesn't say the word Kitoiv on the second day of creation. Chazoy v'koloi b'shishi, it is mentioned on Yom HaShish Shinemar, v'yale kimes kolosh ha'osa v'hinei toiv mi'oi. So it was very good. So we see, and that refers to Gehenim, because as the Mefarshim explained, Gehenim is a good thing because that's what keeps a person in check from doing an Aveira. And that's why it was only mentioned on Yom HaShishi, because that's when the world, that's when a person was created, and a person needs Gehenim to keep him in check. But here we see that the fire of Gehenim was created Yom HaShini, not Erev Shabbos. Says the Gemara, El Chalala Kodim Shnivra Oil. The place where Gehenim is was created before the world was created. V'od day, and the fire of Gehenim, B'Sheni B'Shabbos, was created on Yom HaShishi. V'od Don, an hour fire, the machshava all of the bars by Erev Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned it on Erev Shabbos, but it wasn't actually created at Matzoy Shabbos. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shrei Dvarim Olam Machshava Libaris Be'Erev Shabbos. Two things HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create Be'Erev Shabbos. However, V'Lo Nivru, they weren't actually created at Matzoy Shabbos. Of Matzoy Shabbos, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dei Ba'ad Marishna. Matzoy Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person the wisdom, Me'ein Dugma Shemala, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom, Kaviyachal, the ability to create. He brought two stones and he ground them together. Mefarshim say he doesn't actually ground them, he knocked them together. From them came out the fire. And he brought two animals, a donkey and a horse, and he bred them together. And from them came out a donkey. And the morale explains, what does this mean? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing the person is on Matzoy Shabbos, when the week begins anew, a person has the ability to do Maisa, to create. He could create an Eish, which is a fire, which has the most greatest ability to create. But a person should use his ability to create for the right purpose, for constructive purposes, not to create a parrot, a mule which is the product of a horse and a donkey, cannot have children. It's the end of its line. Person, begin the week, Matzoy Shabbos. Create, make fire, but don't make a parrot. Use your constructive ability for constructive purposes, not for useless purposes. Rav Shimon ben Galilaima, parrot b'mei Ana hoya. A parrot was already there from the time of Ana. Shenamar, who Ana? Ashimotza Sayyim b'midbar. He's Ana that created the mules, that discovered the mules in the desert. Darshe Chamurus Hayyimim. Chamurus means the people who used to understand the difficult psukim. Say, Ana Apostle Hayyim. Ana was a blemished individual. Lefikach Hevi Apostle Oilim. That's why he was the one that brought this mule, which is apostle, to the world. Shinemar. The Pasuk says, Eile b'nei Seir Achayri. The person teaches us who are the children of Seir, Tzivan and Ana. So here we see that Tzivan and Ana were brothers, the son of Seir. V'ktziv Eile b'nei Tzivan v'ayah v'ana. That Ana was the son of Tzivan. So whose son was he? Was he Seir's son, or was he Tzivan's son? Amalamit Shabbat Tzivan al Imon. Tzivan had relations with his mother, v'hoyle b'mena Ana, and he had Ana. So Ana lived in Seir's home with his mother, and his grandfather Seir. Asks Tosfos, the Gemara Masechta Baba Basra says that from here we see b'nei bonim arei kabonim, grandchildren are like children. So ask Tosfos, Who says that that Anon was the product of Tzivoin and his mother? Maybe Anon was the son of Seir, and Seir, and the Pasuk is mentioning Anon as Seir's son to teach us that grandchildren have the same concept of children. So Tosfos answers that if the point of the Pasuk was to teach us that Bnei Banim Areim Kabanim, the children, the grandchildren are like children, so why from all of Seir's grandchildren is only Anna mentioned? His other grandchildren should be mentioned. It must be that Anna was not a regular grandchild, but rather it was his wife's child. Ask the Gemara, Bedimotrei Anna Hava, perhaps there were two Annas. Amar Rava, Amina Milsa, I will say something to Shvar Malka Amra, that even King Shvar didn't say, Umana, who's King Shafar? Shmuel. Why is he called King Shafar? Because the Halach is always like him, Medina Mominus, so he has the status of a king who also has the ability to paskin. Ikadam Amra Papa, Amina Milsa, the Shvar Malka Amra, Umana, who's Shvar Malka Rava? Amakra, who Anna? Who Anna the Mikar? There was only one Anna. The Shema Tzion Balacha tells us, from here we see that when there's a apostle, when there's a blemished individual, like a mamzer chas v'shalom, it should be publicized that he's a mamzer. Just like the Torah publicizes here that Anna was apostle. Tana Abonim. Asaru Devarim Nivru Be'er Shabbos Ben Hashmashas. 10 things were created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashas. Ve'elayim. As we mentioned already. Be'er Uman V'keshas. Haksav V'amichtav Aluchas. Kivra Shemaisha. Omar Shami Ba'mash V'leyol. Psichas pi osin, psichas pi aris, levlayas rishoyim, we explained this all earlier. The yesh amrim, af maklish laaron, the stick of Aaron, shkadeo frecha, with its almonds and the blossoms that it had, when after the story of Korach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that Aaron was Aaron, so he said that the stick of Aaron should be put together with the other sticks of the Nesiim, and Aaron's stick blossomed these blossoms and almonds. And Tosfos Rid explains that these power of the almonds and the blossoms were in the stick from before. They were only exposed when HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed them to be exposed. V'yeshem af mazikim adir shedim, v'yeshem af bigdo shel Adam Rishon, the special garment that Adam Rishon wore that had on it the image of every animal and fowl, which then was taken by Nimrod, and then from Nimrod, Esav killed Nimrod and took it away from him. Tana Rabbanan, Shiva Dvarim Mechusim Bnei Adam. 7 things are concealed from people. Elohim, Yom Misa. A person does not know the day he will die. And the reason, the Mefarshim explain, is because were a person to know when he's going to die, he would never do tshuva, because as we know, Shuv Yom Echad Lefnei Mischoscha. A person should do tshuva the day before he dies. Since he doesn't know the day he's going to die, he does always tshuva. But if he would know when he's going to die, he won't do tshuva all the time. Others explain that if a person will know when he will die, if it will be so obvious to him, it will be constantly in a depressed state and not be able to function. V'yoyim and Nechama, the day of personal consolation. So Mefarshim explain why not. Because if a person, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring tzaros on a person? That the person should do tshuva. But if he knows that he's going to have a Yeshua, he's going to have a redemption very soon, he won't do tshuva. On the other hand, if he'll know that's not coming for a long time, then he won't do tshuva, then he won't be able to survive with that terrible feeling that he will not have redemption for such a long time. The Mashal says that Yom Nechama here doesn't mean everybody's personal salvation, it refers to the salvation of all of Klal Yisrael. The Mefarshim ask, shouldn't it say Yom HaNechama before Yom HaMisa? So they explain, Yom HaMisa, everybody's going to die. Yom Nechama doesn't apply to everybody. Some people don't have any tzaros, so they don't need a Nechama. And some people, unfortunately, will not have a Nechama. Vayim Kadin is a depth of judgment. So Rashi's first pshat is that judges really never could properly judge 100% correctly. Another pshat is that we really can't understand, as Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's method of judgment, why some people will get different unction, different punishments for doing different averus, what certain people have yisurim and certain people don't. Vein adam yedeya ma beliba shel chaveroi. People don't know what the other people are thinking, because otherwise people can never live together if they would only know what somebody else's mind. Vein adam yedeya ve ma mistaker. Person doesn't know with what he will make profit. So Mashal explains that if people knew it, that they're going to make profit from this, they could raise the prices even higher and higher. The Ben Ishchai explains the world needs all types of professions. Now, if everybody knew that in this profession is where it's very profitable, everybody would choose that profession, and the other professions which are necessary for the world would not be here. Or Malchus based David Mosay tax, so we don't know when Mashiach based David is coming, or Malchus Chayavis Mosay Tichla, and when the terrible guilty monarchy will end. Tarabonin Shloshet Varm Olav Machshavali Boris. Three things that Kadosh Baruch Hu thought to create. Vimla Aru, had they not been entered by Kadosh Baruch Hu's Machshav to be created, Dinushiyal, they should have been created. Alamesha Yisriach, on a corpse that it should decompose. Why? Because if a corpse wouldn't decompose, then people would leave corpses in the home, and they can never get over their mourning. Like this, they have to be buried. V'lameshet tishtakech min alev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that death, people should start to forget. Otherwise, again, they can never continue. V'latfuah shetirkev, that produce should rot. Why? Because if produce wouldn't rot, people would constantly keep the produce in warehouses, and the price would go higher and higher. Made that currency should be circulated, that people from different countries should accept the currency from different countries. Others say that currency is worth less than it's what it's printed on. $1,000 bill is obviously worth more than the paper it's printed on. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created that people should accept that, even though it's not, even though the money is not worth the value of what it is. Says the Mishnah, Makom shenagu lasas melacha b'Tisha B'Av, in a place where there's a minhag to do melacha on Tisha B'Av, oisim, you may work. Makom shenagu shloi lasas melacha, in a place where there's a minhag not to work on Tisha B'Av because of the tsar of the avelis, ein oisim. V'kama makom tamid chacham b'teilim, everywhere tamid chacham don't work. Rav Shimon Gamliel oimer loyalam yasa adam atzmei tamid chacham. A person should always act like Talmud Chacham. The Ramah paskins that our minig is not to do melacha until chatzos, and even not prepared for matzoi tainus until after chatzos. But the paskim do mention that to do light work, turning on a light, or things that you need in the house, that's not, or asking a guy to do work on your behalf, that's not called work, and may be done by everybody on Tisha B'Av. Amar Shmuel, ain't tainus sibur b'bavel. There is no tainus sibur. The Gemara Masechta Tainus describes at length a series of fasts that came on Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael decreed if they had a drought. Says Shmuel that the halach of tainus sibur don't apply in b'bavel. El tishba b'vat. So Rashi explains why is there no tainus sibur in b'bavel. Because tainus sibur were decreed when there was a drought, when there was a shortage of rain, and Bavel never had a shortage of rain. The Ravid explains that Bavel was a place where people could not survive the rigors of a tainus sibur, and that's why there was no tainus sibur in Bavel. And the Ramban explains that a tainus sibur had to be decreed by a bezdin of musmachim, people who had real smicha, and in Bavel such a bezdin did not exist. Lememra, says the Gemara, what does that mean? The Sava Shmuel, that Shmuel holds, Tisha B'Av, Bein HaShemashah Shalai Yasser. Then Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to work Bein HaShemashah, you're not allowed to eat Bein HaShemashah, you're not allowed to work. Ask the Gemara, Vama Shmuel, Tisha B'Av, Bein HaShemashah Shalai Mutter. Tisha B'Av, you are allowed to eat and work by the Bein HaShemashah. Ask the Shagas Aryeh, how can we say that work should be prohibited Bein HaShemashah of Tisha B'Av? Bein HaShemashah, we know, is a suffix. It's a question, is it yom or laila, day or night? Tisha B'Av is the Rabbanon, the entire concept of Tisha B'Av. So how can we say that you also to work Ben HaShemashos, it's only with Rabbanon? So Shagas Aryeh answers, if Ben HaShemashos, it's also to work, it would be mutter to work and eat, we would say that it's also permitted on Ben HaShemashos or Matzah Tisha B'Av. But that can't be, because that's a contradiction. If you hold it stay on Erev Tisha B'Av, it's stay on Tisha B'Av. If you hold it's night both times. So that's why Chazal said, don't eat or work in the place where work is prohibited, even by Ben HaShemashos. Ask the Gemara, V'chitayim v'kosov v'shmul kol tanit tzibah Ben HaShlosh Shemayim. And if you will say that Shmuel holds that every Ben HaShemashos is mutter by tanit tzibah, but not none, oichel v'shoysim by join. We're allowed to eat and drink on Erev fast when it's day. Lemutimai, what does the brisa mean? Lav lemutim ben hashmashos. That you're not allowed to eat or work already. You're not allowed to eat ben hashmashos. So we see Shmuel holds that ben hashmashos, you're not allowed to eat by fast. And that's why Tisha B'Av is the same. So the Gemara loy, lemutim meshech sheicha. That's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means when it's dark. But it has nothing to do with ben hashmashos. So we have no proof. Name Messiah, and let's prove this. Ein bein Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim. There is no difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim. El shezeh sfeika asur. On Tisha B'Av, on Yom Kippur, the time of doubt is prohibited. Bezeh sfeika mutter. And here, the time of doubt is mutter. What does that mean? My sfeika mutter, la bein hashmashos. So doesn't that prove, like we just tried to say, that on Tisha B'Av, bein hashmashos, you're still allowed to eat and you're still allowed to work? So it's more loy. Kram Rashash of Reid Ravidi, l'kvi de yarcha. It means regarding establishing the new mount. So the way Rashi explains is that since Tisha B'Av is Daraisa, if we don't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was, we would have to hold 2 days of Yom Kippur, since Yom Kippur is a Daraisa. However, on Tisha B'Av, since it's Rabbanon, we would not have to hold 2 days Tisha B'Av. We'd only hold 1 day Tisha B'Av, and the Chasam Sofer says it would be the later day, because as we know that on Yud Ba'av, the Beis Hamikdash was still burning. In fact, the Gemara questions that perhaps Tisha B'Av should have been on Yud Be'av, says the Chasam Sofer. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that there was never a question, even on Yom Kippur, that it should be held for 2 days. Therefore, Tosfos says, what means Kriya D'Yarcha, is if somebody is traveling, and he loses track of the calendar, so he has to keep Yom Kippur every day, which may be Yom Kippur. However, by Tisha B'Av, he would only have to keep 1 day, and not every day that he has a doubt might be Tisha B'Av.